Maybe the beginning of August, but we're just about a month away from the start of the next American Hockey League season for the Belleville Senators, and it's going to be a season with a lot of returning faces, and one of those will be Joseph Labate. On the line now from Minnesota, how's your summer going?
It's going great, you know, really enjoying it. It's nice to be back with my family and everything, and been working hard in the weight room and on the ice. So I'm getting excited for next season.
Well, the middle of April is when the season ended, Joseph, and it was, I know, a premature ending for a team that had a good run toward the playoffs. It still ended on the final day. How much does that disappointment of not making the postseason linger on through the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, it was really frustrating, pretty disappointing. Obviously, we all wanted to make playoffs, and that's kind of motivation as I go into the summer and as I've been training, just kind of come back stronger and try to help the team make playoffs.
How's the summer been for you?
It's been good, really good. A little bit of leisure, having some fun, but also working really hard. You know, I started training pretty early in the summer and I've been skating a lot, so feeling good, but I've definitely had my fun as well.
Well, sometimes, though, summer can seem too long for some players. Are you finding yourself getting anxious toward the new season?
Yeah, I think right about this time, especially with us not making playoffs, that's kind of when you start feeling like, you know, you're ready for camp. I'm definitely, you know, anxious to get it going, get back in game, you know, game routine. And I definitely kind of starts to get to you in August.
We're talking with Belleville Senators winger Joseph Labate, back for his second year. And I think back a year ago, Joseph, and it was toward the later part of August before you signed with Belleville. So there may have been that uncertainty through that free agent period. This year, you didn't have to wait. They came after you and you got everything done in late June, 2 months earlier. How has that changed your approach to the summer, having at least the knowledge that you're all set for the next season?
Yeah, it's been huge. You know, it's a major peace of mind, knowing I'm going back to a place that wants me and, you know, an organization that's familiar with me and knows what I can bring to the table. So it's been awesome, to be honest. You know, last summer was really tough with coming off a major injury like I did and, you know, kind of uncertainty. So this summer has been awesome.
Did you like your season last year? Did you like what you did?
Yeah, you know, I was proud of it. Like I said, you know, I was coming off of a major injury, and I think I really reestablished myself in the American League and kind of showed the organization what I can do and what I can bring. I think I have more to my game than I can bring and help the team next season. So I'm excited to do that. But you know, it shows a lot when a team wants to re-sign you. So I'm excited about that.
For somebody like myself that got to see you every single game, and you could start, from my perspective, to see the things you bring. They're not always the most obvious. People might look at the penalty minutes and say, okay, obviously he's sticking up for teammates. He's going to be a more robust kind of player. But I saw the things you did going to the net, the deflections. I saw the things you did as far as setting things up and the role that you played, which really became quite important along the way. Now, you just mentioned you can bring more. So what is it that we should look for?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I bring a pretty well-rounded game. I think I work, you know, hard every shift and, you know, support my teammates, you know, back my teammates up. But I also think I have more offensive game that I can bring to the table. You know, I've definitely been focusing on that this summer. Like you said, I think towards the end of the season, last season, I really kind of found my game and was going at all cylinders. So I'm hoping I can pick back up on that and, you know, bring a little bit more as well.
In the American Hockey League, there's always going to be a turnover, and there will be players from Belleville moving up to Ottawa. But the Senators have been busy, Joseph, and I want to get your take on what's been happening in the offseason, because many additions have been made that are going to affect Belleville and some cases Brampton in the ECHL, which goes to depth. So what's your impression been from what you've seen coming out of Ottawa as it affects us?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they're making some moves to, you know, increase the talent in the organization and the forward depth as well as defense. And obviously our goaltending was exceptional last season. But, honestly, I'm really excited. I think, we're going to be a younger team, but highly skilled, talented group, similar to last season. But I think we have some good veterans coming back, and, you know, that will help with leadership and, you know, kind of getting the younger guys up to speed and stuff.
Do you see yourself taking on some of that leadership role in view of the fact that you're 26, you're coming back, you've got games under your belt?
Yeah, I mean, I think that kind of stuff just kind of develops naturally. But I think, you know, last year I kind of took on a little bit of a leadership role, so hopefully I can build a little bit more off of that.
Have you talked to Troy Mann since you signed?
Yes, I have. Yep.
Yeah, well, can you give us a little hint as to what the conversation may have been in terms of what he's looking for from you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I kind of touched on it earlier, you know, just bring exactly what I did last season, but also, you know, he sees a lot more in my game as well. He thinks I can take the next step in my development, you know, and help the team a little bit more offensively. And, you know, he's mentioned, you know, more of a leadership role to me as well. So I think it's, you know, signing with Belleville, I think it's a really good fit for me and the organization for where I'm at in my career right now.
Well, I know you had been with the Vancouver organization throughout your professional career before you got to Belleville, so I'm sure there was also that transition a year ago, adding to the comfort level coming into this season. Do you look back and say, okay, I've got the same coach, I know what's going to be expected from all of that, I know the dressing room, I know the whole, you know your way around Belleville now. How much does that lend to a little more of an ease into a new campaign?
Yeah, honestly, I think it's huge. You know, last season coming to a new organization, new city, I didn't know anyone on the team or in the organization. So it was one of the, you know, the tougher things I've done with the transition and stuff. But I think, you know, the city of Belleville and all my teammates and stuff were really accepting, as well as the organization. So I think coming back there this year, it's huge. You know, I'm going to be that much more comfortable. You know, I think that will help my game as well, just not, you know, not having to deal with the adjustment period and stuff.
Okay, the weather's nice. It's still summer. It's still early August. But are you getting anxious about starting a new year?
Yeah, definitely. I'm very excited. You know, like I said, I've put in a lot of hard work this summer, and I'm excited to, you know, see it pay off.
You're going to amplify that now as far as training for the next month?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think it's, you know, I've put in, you know, 3 months of hard work, but I think it's just kind of fine-tuning everything and going into camp at full speed and getting mentally ready as well.
Joseph, it's been great catching up with you, and we're looking forward to seeing you in, well, basically a month, so it won't be long.
Yeah, awesome. I'm really excited as well, and great catching up with you as well.